let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
Good morning. Happy winter solstice. It's the first weekend of summer. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and we're glad to have you on Sports Radio 610. As the nice man mentioned, this is a collection of experts, so our co-op is a really cool deal that includes Buchanan Native Plants in the Heights, Nelson Water Gardens out in Katy, Plants for All Seasons, Northwest Houston, and last but definitely not least, Warren Southern Gardens up in Kingwood. All four just incredible destinations for buying plants, learning about plants, asking good questions, and just, you know, being a better gardener. Speaking of asking questions, that's what we're here for. We're here to help. We're here to help you be a better gardener. Our phone number is 713-572-4610. We want you to be a better gardener. A lot of times asking questions is a great way to do that. You can ask questions by calling in, which is our favorite. We are a live radio show, so we like live callers. That's nice. Another way is going to the Facebook page. On the Facebook page, you can ask any question. You can get lots of great information. Several times a week, a new video, a new post, a new picture's getting up on there. Really a lot of great content. Lastly, great way to learn, video tips. Ton of video tips on our website, and that's just homeshowgardenpros.com. Just go there. You'll see all our kind of pros, all our experts all lined up with tons of a plethora of info for you. So number 713-572-4610. And today, you ask a question, you get a gift. That gift is any in-stock 7-pound jar of MicroLife. You get a fertilizer certificate for that, and you redeem that at any Home Show Garden Pro co-op member location. So any one of those four people I just mentioned, you take this certificate in, you get a 7-pound jar of MicroLife. And a cool thing is a lot of them do refills, so you kind of get this free gift. You can go back in and get refills of your favorite stuff. Of course, one winner per household every 30 days to be fair. We can't have, you know, one household just filling up with this stuff. Next thing you know, you've got walls of MicroLife in there. But that's the idea. That's happening today. Coming up, we got a really fun show. Anita Nelson from Nelson Water Gardens is going to be on later on. We love her. She's a great gal. We'll be talking succulents with her. It's hot outside. Succulents love the heat. She's great. Right now, we're going to be joined with Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens, who is a big pollinator fan, a big native fan. Diane, how are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
Good.
How about you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Good morning to you, too. So you enjoying the weather?
Yeah, it's a little bit better than the other day when we had the monsoon, so we got through it.
Those monsoons were wonderful. I mean, we're terrible. Wait. No, I like it when it rains. The soil life works a little bit better.
We did need the rain, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Everything gets nice and wet. Ground gets soaked. Soil life gets to move around a little bit more. The plants get nutrients a little bit quicker when it's wet. That's why a lot of times you see that big bump in growth that happens right after a rain. So, Diane, natives, summer. That's what we're going to kind of get into today. So, you ready?
All right.
You ready?
Yes,
you ready
I
for
am.
Our morning of joy. That's what I'm going to call it today. It's the morning of joy, me and Diane. So I was out kind of collecting wildflower seeds with our conservation crew at Memorial Park. And I was reminded of a few of my favorites that are just randomly in these prairies, like Monarda.
Yes, this year mine is really, really pretty. It's been in full bloom, it seems like, for weeks and weeks. And the hummingbirds are really, really enjoying it.
Yeah, they just get on there, and it's really cool because they kind of go in from the sides. So you get a little different view. Sometimes it's things that grow from the side, you get a great chance to get a back view of the butterfly, the top of their wings, versus always seeing kind of the side of their wings.
Exactly, exactly. And it's really tall, just really pretty. I've never had it bloom so beautifully. This year has been a really good year. Especially for native flowers, but we've had a especially good season.
No doubt about that. What are some other native kind of summer perennials that you're seeing being really successful?
One of my favorites is Texas Rock Rose, and I think it's underused. It's such a beautiful plant. It's pretty large, but it's really hard to beat the bubblegum pink flowers, and it's just tough as nails. You know, it'll take it on the dry side. It loves the heat, and just, you know, really pretty pink flowers, super tough. I also like the Texas Primrose and Calliophis. It's a yellow flower.
Right.
It's on the shorter side, but it also likes it, you know, on the dry side, well-drained soil, and pretty yellow flowers. And that's another one I think that's underused here. And it looks really, really well paired with the Texas Rock Rose.
It does. It really does. And you mentioned the, kind of these are dry plants, and so figuring out strategies on how to manage the wetness with them is always a challenge. We're here talking with Diane Bolanowski, Home Show Garden Pros. So you can join that conversation, 713-572-4610. And as we kind of speak of this wet weather we've had, something to kind of consider is that wet weather makes any kind of enclosed space you have a perfect breeding ground for slugs. And slugs can definitely do damage to your new plants, your young plants, new veggies, things like that. Sometimes even do some damage to the underlaying of plants that are by the ground. And Diane has mentioned that a lot of times to control them on bigger plants, you can bring those leaves up, but really tough to control them on those baby plants. The best thing to do there is just sluggo. So sluggo is an iron kind of ore ionic compound made by Monterey Lawn and Garden. And sluggo is a really kind of safe, effective way to protect your new shoots, your young plants, your brand new flowers from getting damaged by slugs. And slugs eat part of the stem, and that can kill a plant pretty quick. And so it's safe around pets and wildlife, effective even after a rain or sprinkler, even maybe more effective. Really great to put down just after it. Right now is a great time to kind of make sure that you're not getting slug problems. And it's an easy-to-use formula. So lawns, gardens, greenhouses, flowering plants, and also vegetable beds, which is really great. So one little pro tip, you always want to apply sluggo in the evening. So don't run out and put it out there right in the middle of the day, because there are no snails or slugs out in the middle of the day. They come out in the evening. It is OMRI listed. OMRI is like the big list of organic products you can put out in your space. So look for Sluggo, Sluggo Plus, and a ton of other Monterey Lawn and Garden products at any Garden Pro Nursery. You can check out their whole selection online, but go to Garden Pro Nursery and check them all out.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
How do professional flower growers and landscapers grow healthy, beautiful plants? They have a secret. ColorStar and NutriStar fertilizer from Nelson Plant Food, Texas made, using scientifically balanced ingredients. Targeted nutrition helping plants grow faster, stronger, needing less water and fungicides. Now you know, grow like a pro. Use Nelson Plant Food. Look for the Gold Star at Garden Pro Nurseries or find a nearby store at nelsonplantfood.com.
You want your garden and lawn to look fantastic? Choose the experts that Danny trusts to help your flowers flourish and your grass grow.
Monterey Lawn and Garden. For a beautiful organic lawn, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
Plants for All Seasons. Come and get your green on.
Nature's Way Resources. For quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns.
Now more with the Home Show Garden Pros. Here's Danny Milliken.
Danny Milliken and Diane Bolanowski. We are.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes. So we're talking. We're talking natives as usual. Both of us are huge native fans. Love pollinators. You can join this conversation. Get in on it. Also, you know, if you want to talk lawns, if you want to talk nut trees, say that you've got one of the last black walnuts in Texas and you want to talk about that, you can join that conversation. We'd love to talk about that too. That number to join that conversation, 713-572-472. 800-400-4610. Just to mention also, if you ask a question, you get a gift. You get a certificate good for any in-stock 7-pound jar of microlife fertilizer. So, you know, we want to thank you for calling by kind of for asking that question, and we want to give you a gift for that. So Diane and I are here. We're pros. This is our career. We know a ton about this. You're not going to get accidental information or secondary information that we got off of Wikipedia. We have lived this and know this. Isn't that right, Diane?
That's right.
Awesome. Well, as we keep talking about what to do in the summer, how to get more plants that have flowers that aren't just like flower plants. These are plants that make it a better ecosystem, right? Like by planting natives, you're doing a lot of good things. So what are some of the kind of excellent extra benefits that happen by using native plants?
Well, you know, natives, generally they like it on the drier side. They take a lot less care. Fertilizer is optional. I use things like seaweed and fish emulsion, you know, just to keep them healthy, but they don't require a whole lot of fertilization. Many of them are host plants to our butterflies. And a lot of them, well, many of them are very, very tough. There's one that I love that a lot of people don't know about, and it's called frog fruit. And everyone is always looking for a great ground cover. Well, frog fruit will take it dry. It'll take it wet. It's a host plant to the Texas crescent and the Fayon crescent. It's a beautiful little butterfly with a just really pretty. And so it's super tough. And it's a cute little ground cover with little white flowers. So There's a lot of neat things. You know, Turk's cap is a very pretty native, you know, that can be grown in shady conditions. And it's a favorite, you know, for hummingbirds.
Definitely. Diane, one time I was planning this weeds and wildlife dinner with a chef. And we were out looking at different wildlife she could use. And Turk's cap, you know, they have the edible flower and they make an edible berry that are related to apples. Kind of cool.
Right.
You know, up the chain. And she was like, are the leaves edible? And I was like, I'm not. And then she just bit one and ate one. And I was like, okay. So I talked to like my foraging expert and he's like, yeah, sure enough, they're edible. So she made raviolis with Turk's cap leaves.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, I like to cook, so I'm going to have to try that out.
Yeah, so they're like, they have a very interesting flavor and they're very chewy. So they like used kind of in even like a chili or something like that, they can add a bite, like a chewy bite that sometimes is missing when you're using plants in those ways. And man, I love Turk's cap and the way they just come back. You know, they come back every year. They make a really kind of sturdy hedge. So for those of you who don't know, I'm Danny Milliken. This is Home Show Garden Pros. We're talking with Diane Bolanowski of Warren Southern Gardens. You can join the conversation, 713-572-4610. We're talking about flowers, so getting into some really great flowers. And as we kind of continue the conversation, we're going to talk to Ralph. Ralph, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question, Ralph?
Oh, I'd be really different. I want to call fruit trees. Is that all right?
Oh, yeah, man. I love fruit trees.
Yeah, okay. I got my figs, and I got my blueberries, and I got my pears, but my orange tree is, all the oranges are falling off of it. It's a Florida orange, and it's real big, and last year it did good, but this year it's not doing good. It's falling off. The fruits get small, but they've all fallen off for some reason.
So you're kind of wondering maybe what's happening.
Yes. It's been a good year for my other stuff, but not this.
Okay, Diane, you want to...
Yeah, you know, citrus varies from year to year. I've got one tree, my Ujikitsu lemon, was not looking good last year, and it's very healthy this year, but it dropped all its fruit. And then I've got a Dancy tangerine that's just loaded with fruit and, you know, not looking quite as healthy. So, when we have a lot of rain, citrus doesn't like to sit really wet. Sometimes that can, you know, cause the fruit to drop. Sometimes I've found, which is what I think with my Ujikitsu, is that it just needed to get healthy, and it couldn't really support the fruit. It was focusing on, putting out new leaves and you know, its root system. So, you know, I just kind of accepted it. Now, have you fertilized this year?
No, I haven't. No fertilizer.
Well, I think that's maybe you've got a great opportunity then, Ralph. Thanks so much for calling. We're gonna talk a little bit more about it, about some solutions, stuff like that. But thanks for the question. I'm going to send you a gift certificate, a free 7-pound jar of MicroLife fertilizer, which, hey, now you can turn around and fertilize that citrus tree at any of our Garden Pro co-op locations. So you can get that and get that on there. Diane, so thanks for the call, Ralph. 713-572-4610 if you want to follow Ralph up. Diane, you mentioned health of the tree, and I think that's kind of a really fascinating way to look at it. So you're kind of saying that if we have a healthier tree, we get more fruit.
Yeah, I think sometimes you just have to direct your energy into, you know, getting stronger. And the plant knows that maybe it's not the best time to, you know, put out all that fruit. So it's putting its energy into the, you know, root system and the...
Right. I think that's so true. And, you know, more roots, more fruits. And the reality is the healthier the tree is, it's not just talking about getting fruit. The more healthy the soil, the better the root system, those fruit are actually going to taste better.
Right.
So you're not just going to have some fruit, they're going to taste better. So I was wondering if this guy, if Ralph's maybe oranges are dropping due to a lack of pollination.
That could be true too.
Mm-hmm. So maybe one thing he needs to do is under his tree, get some early pollinator plants. So ones that really are going to be popping out in like January, like plants that flower in January.
Right. And sometimes you can have plants like sometimes salvias will, you know, will bloom really early. It kind of depends on our weather.
For
but
sure.
That's definitely.
I always love alyssum as an early kind of plant. It smells so good. So really, I guess, Ralph, when in my mind, what I'm seeing for you is you have this orange tree and it's medium sized. It's important to fertilize and compost under the tree. But while you're putting compost down, maybe you're also putting down some wildflower seeds, things like alyssum seeds that are going to come up early and you'll be attracting pollinators. You'll have a healthier root system, you know, just a better situation altogether.
Yeah, sweet alyssum is a bee magnet, and
really is.
So that's that sounds like a good plan.
Well, awesome! That's so great. Good word. We are still just having a good conversation, talking flowers, talking fruit trees. Me and Diane Bolanowski from Warren's Southern Garden up in Kingwood. You can join the conversation. You can get a good question in. Any questions? Great. 713-572-4610. After we get done with Diane, we got one more section with her. So if you got pollinator native questions, this is your time to get those in. She is a pro on that stuff. But Anita Nelson's coming up next, one of our favorites from Nelson Water Gardens. And then after Anita, you know, after at 8 o'clock, Tom Tynell will be doing home show talk. So stay on through. We'll handle the garden. And then if you have any home questions, you can talk to Tom about that. But we'll hear from you in a little bit.
That looks fun.
I enjoy year-round.
Maybe why you and Dad started Nelson Water Gardens?
Hands in the dirt.
Things growing.
Changes you.
Ponds and water.
Changes your whole yard.
Creates a peaceful backyard getaway.
Anytime you want.
From a big pond.
To a pot garden.
Maybe a disappearing fountain.
We've been doing this 20 years.
Practically my whole life.
Nelson Water Gardens is a member of our family.
It's why folks say, this feels like home.
And find something worth taking home.
She's Anita.
He's Peter.
We're at NelsonWaterGardens.com.
You can find us.
Hey, down here, it's your lawn, and I'm not happy. Why you feeding me chemicals? I'm made of natural stuff, bub, like bacteria, humus, beneficial bugs. Keep feeding me steroids and harsh sprays, and I might just curl up and die. Instead, use year-round organic lawn solutions. They keep lawns like me healthy organically, so I can fight off those brown spots, the chinch bugs, and the pests. Keep me and my lawn relatives healthy and happy. Visit yearroundhouston.com. Yearroundhouston.com.
Sweet days of summer, the Tasman's in bloom.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with Danny Milliken and the Home Show Garden Pros.
That's right, Danny Milliken and the Home Show Garden Pros. One of our pros, our garden pro that is on today with me right now, is Diane Bolanowski. We're talking through summer gardening, getting more flowers out there, choosing the best flowers for the summer. You can join this conversation. Also, we'd love to answer your question. If you've got a question about lawns or a question about, you know, the best shade hat, 713-572-4610. Today, you ask a question, you get a gift. You get a certificate of good for a 7-pound jar of MicroLife fertilizer. And I kind of consider that the regular size. That's kind of the little plastic jar. It's got a circle lid on it. So a pretty good amount of that stuff. Diane, do you use MicroLife on anything?
I use MicroLife on everything. The reason I like it so much, well, it's not just, you know, it's a fertilizer, yes,
right.
But it's a soil conditioner as well. And it's just chock full of really good stuff. And so I like that you can use it on your trees, on your grass, on your perennials and flowers, and also in containers. So,
Definitely. Yeah, it is good stuff. Ah, jinx. Well, you know, you owe me a Coke, I guess. Although I don't really drink Coke. So maybe just like a tea. Thank you for jinxing. Well, so we're talking about a couple different, we kind of got on a little tangent eating Turk's caps. But talking summer flowers. I was just goofing around the other day, taking a dog for a walk, and saw these American basket flowers kind of blooming. Mm-hmm. And then I noticed them also growing in Memorial Park, kind of in our prairie. And, man, they were so striking. They were just – they're so tall, and the flower is so big. I'm talking like a 3-inch flower. And I was kind of looking at them, rooting around, and the seeds were huge too. So it struck me that they would be pretty easy to kind of plant.
Yeah, and you may be able to correct me on this, but it seems like the wildflowers are a little late. At least here in Kingwood, they're really putting on a pretty show right now, and it seems to me like it's a little bit late, but they're beautiful.
I wonder if kind of soil compaction just got solved a little bit in those sort of prairie spaces, those spaces where the natives really love it, or what. But yeah, I think you're right. I mean, we're seeing those Mexican blanket flowers just continue at my yard, just like keep on growing, not even slow down at all. And you kind of would expect them to have a window and sort of, you know, give up the ghost, but they're not doing that. So that's a really pretty kind of lower level. It's got orange on the outside and kind of a brick red on the inside with a brown sort of, you know, black eye Susan eye. But they're really, really cool little plant too. And they're great to get going.
Black eyed Susans too are beautiful
this
year.
Oh my gosh, everywhere. They're just everywhere. Do you have any thoughts for seeds to plant now to maybe like get a quick, you know, bloom going?
Yeah, there's seeds that you can still plant, super tough things, especially for pollinators. One of my favorites is Tithonia or Mexican sunflower. It loves the heat. It would do just fine right now if you seeded it. You just need to make sure to keep it moist but not too wet. It makes quite a big plant, but they've got orange-red flowers that the butterflies just go crazy for, especially the Gulf fritillaries that are should be starting to see some of those soon. You can still do zinnias.
Okay.
Same thing, just kind of keep them a little bit moist. And cosmos. Cosmos is another flower that just does fantastic. It reseeds year after year, and the butterflies just go nuts for it.
So speaking of butterflies, we should be kind of planning for the kind of fall migration. So we sort of missed the spring migration for at least monarchs. So what are some things we can do to plan for when they come back through to get more butterflies in our yard? What are some things we can do right now to sort of plan for that?
Well, having both host plants and pollinator attractors, so you want to make sure for the monarchs, you need to, of course, have milkweed. And there's a lot of different varieties. Some are easier to find and grow than others. The native varieties, I highly suggest planting those, but you do have to cold stratify them.
Right.
Those are really preferred. We do have giant milkweed right now at the nursery. That's pretty fantastic. It's a beautiful plant. The leaves are a lot thicker and a lot more satisfying, so you go through a lot less milkweed. The tropical milkweed right now is in its full glory, but if you can grow some of the other native varieties,
right,
or the giant variety,
so does the giant variety make fatter caterpillars? Is that These are so thick. I just wonder if they get a little
chubbier. It seems like it does. It has a really pretty flower too. It's just a neat looking plant. I actually think a lot of the flowers on the native milkweeds are just beautiful.
Yeah, they're so unique too. The swamp willow milkweed is such a gorgeous milkweed. And I learned recently from kind of an area expert on milkweed that only the green milkweed, the green antelope horn one, needs to be cold stratified. All the rest can just go right back in. So that was really good news for me, who's a seed grower, you know, so I can flip around and do that. So basically what I'm hearing is that as we want to prepare for the fall migration, we want healthy milkweed ready for the monarch to come back through. And a great place to get them, where Diane works, Warren Southern Gardens up in Kingwood. So what else is just banging up there right now?
Oh, we have, you know, we have a lot of beautiful plants. Sometimes it's hard because a lot of plants are just in their full glory right now as we get into the hot part of summer. I'm a big fan of butterfly bush, and it just seems to just explode when, you know, the hotter we get. It'll start blooming in spring, but right now it's just beautiful. And there's a new one that I really love called Pugster Blue. It has a fun name, and the color is just the most vibrant blue purple, and really, really pretty. And it's a shorter one because you know, there are some of the older varieties of butterfly bush get quite tall,
right?
But this one stays short and compact, and it blooms beautifully.
Well, that is awesome. Well, Diane, thanks so much for being on here, for being one of our pros, for dishing out just great expert advice. Always love it when you're on. Diane Bolinowski, let's give her a big hand. Woo! Yeah.
Thanks. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Yes, thank you so much. Still to come after this, Anita Nelson is coming, and we'll be talking kind of summer gardening, succulents, things like that. You can join the conversation, 713-572-4610. One thing Diane mentioned is how Warren's just has just plants in full glory right now, just booming. So you can go get some of those. If you want your plants to get really banging, plants in full glory, I love the idea of that. Nature's Way Resources compost is the easiest, fastest, best way to really get your plants absolutely at their best. So soil quality is the key to healthy gardens, flowers, natives, you know, shrubs, all that stuff, lawn especially. And they make the best stuff in Houston. They make the best compost in Houston. Not only is it dark, rich, and beautiful, but they make a couple different varieties. So they got a fungal compost that's more geared towards like bigger plants, large shrubs, trees, plants that are really reliant on fungal growth to live, to survive. That is also a really great one to mix and match for veggie beds because fungus is almost all carbon, and carbon is really great food for soil life to improve. Their other one is the one they're most famous for, and it's the leaf mold compost. And that one's really just kind of a standard, basic. It's truly like the definition of great compost is that leaf mold compost. So made from leaves, grass, food waste, horse manure, and a little bit of like bigger branches. And it does a long, hot composting period. So it has all these different sources, and that means a bunch of different nutrients. So just really great stuff. So use their products. Their compost will help your plants do a ton better, and they really can be used on everything. Ralph, we recommend their citrus mix for kind of getting after your citrus and improving your production and your plant health. Divot mix is one thing we used at Herman Park quite a bit when we had holes in the lawn to kind of get not only the soil healthy, but also get it flat again. They have a new potting mix. They have all the great stuff, but their compost is really the best compost that I can imagine. So everything's made with organic products for the safety of children and pets, and it's just a wonderful stuff. They have a great blog, so go check out their website, naturewayresources.com, or you can give them a call, 936-321-6990.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with houseplants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros will answer more of your questions in just a moment.